Chelsea or Skeleton Records in Birkenhead. They do have a few free tickets left behind the counter. Just go in and ask for them. If you can't manage to get yourself a free ticket together, you can pay at the door. That's around about 50 pence, 75 pence or something equivalent, I think. I'm not quite sure how much exactly, but it's something like that. It's Thursday, 27th. Next Thursday, the day after Boxing Day. If you want to come along, you can pay at the door. Four bands plus me on records. What bigger treat could you want after Christmas? I'll get rid of your indigestion, won't it? These are the Yobs. Finished. The Yobs, yeah. What an excellent name for a group, the Yobs. Actually, it's a group called The Boys, I believe. A group I had the dubious pleasure of working with around about 18 months ago. The Boys, you never hear of them anymore, although they have got a new single out somewhere. That's another one of theirs under a different name, their name backwards. The Yobs, and that one's called Rub-a-Dum-Dum. You might otherwise recognise it as a thing that used to be called The Little Drummer Boy.
Mike, stand.
That's what you get for leaving your monitor and your microphone on at the same time. The jingle coming through too loud. Right, anything to say? No, I don't think so. I'll just play this next record. A record I was referring to a couple of minutes ago. It's the number one single. It's still there. Their first... What are you laughing at? Every so often they get this... in the background from this young reprobate who's sitting alongside me and who I'm going to make talk into the microphone in a minute and make a complete and utter fool of himself. A record, the first single release, in fact, for 12 years from Pink Floyd, and their first ever number one single. It's the Christmas number one for this year, 1979-80, from the album The Wall.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Still number one, that isn't it, Wally lad? All right. Hey, hey, hey.
Biscuit.
You tried to finish your what?
Biscuit. Canteen.
Oh, your canteen biscuit. At this stage of the proceedings, we have just had our coffee and biscuits brought in. What biscuits have we got today? What are they? Let's have a look.
Nice
creamy biscuits. Nice. Oh, great. I think I'll just take a bite of it. Hang on. It's coconut, isn't it? No, it's not too bad, that one. Right, Wally Walton is my guest in the studio today. Say hello, Wally.
Hello.
Thank you.
All my fans out.
More from him. That's around about a minute past eight, just after I've finished. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, is number one. Dedication to make to... I made this last night, but whether they were listening or not, I don't know. It says Sunday, if possible. So I did it last night, I'll do it again tonight. It's for a young lady called Dot Griffiths, who is in fact Roy Wynn's sister. Roy Wynn is one of my regular listeners. In fact, I think he's my only listener. But never mind, that's enough of that. Dot Griffiths, is that you slurping your coffee, you foul mouth? Reprobate. You're on the radio now, son. You don't make noises. Only I'm allowed to make noises like that. What's the coffee like?
Not bad.
It's okay, good. I'll have mine in a minute. Dot Griffiths is down from Cramlington in Northumberland, staying at Roy Wynn's place, which is 15A Heron Hall Road in Sparrow Hall in Liverpool. So hello to Dot, girl. How are you, my dear? Hope you're enjoying this junk I'm churning out for the likes of you to entertain. Look at the dirty get. I don't eat it properly. How old are you, hey? How old are you?
Getting me biscuits and me coffee.
God's truth.
I've no teeth, it's too hard.
You're going to suck on the biscuit, have you? Didn't you bring your teeth with you this afternoon? He is at the moment sucking on his coconut biscuit. Where was I? Oh, Dot Griffiths. Roy Wynn's nephews, which are John and Ron, and also Roy's sister Joan. So that's Dot Griffiths, John, Ron, Joan... and little Jason Morris, who was 7 on Friday. Happy birthday, Jason. 7 years old last Friday, 21st of December. All the best for you on your birthday. Obviously, Jason won't remember this next record I'm going to play. What have you done? Spilled the coffee all over me box. God. State of this studio now, I'm not kidding.
I was just admiring it before.
Admiring who?
All the old skits all over the place.
Yeah, Bert Williams he was in it. Is he still out there doing his bike? Have a look. What's
yeah,
he up?
He's putting the back wheel on.
He's putting the back wheel on? Mm-hmm. Is that dog gone? Oh dear. Where are we? What's going on here? Jason Morris, whose birthday it was. He's only 7. He won't remember this next record. It's an oldie. A really good old record from 1961, in fact. And it's from a group called the Brook Brothers, or the Brook Brothers, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it. They were supposedly the English version of the Everly Brothers. They only had 2 minor hit singles, of which this next one is one. Never really did too much. Roy might remember it, as I think he's older than me, which is not his problem. I mean, it's not my problem, that's more his problem. So Roy and all your family, from 1961, Britain's answer to the Everlys, these are the Brook Brothers, and a track called War Paint.
Darling, you're not the same. With your lipstick, powder and paint, your old dress up like a water you ain't. You spray your hair a different shade. We go into a movie, not a masquerade. War paint, war paint. You don't need a war paint, war paint. Can't you see you're not going to fight a war? You're only going out with a boy next door. It's funny when you ruin my suit. War paint, war paint. You don't need a war paint, war paint. And you see, you're not going to buy a war. You're only going out with a boy next door. Yeah.
Great words on that one. Did you listen through to them? Let me introduce you to a cake of soap. I'll have to play that to Bert Williams, as his neck is a bit on the grubby side, to say the least. He had his hair cut about a month or two back, and now you can see his neck, and it's sort of all grimy and dirty and grubby. Actually, to tell you the truth, we're supposed to wear the headphones after him, but we do use different studios occasionally. So what we have to do is get some of those women in who clean the phones, you know, phone-a-tass or whatever they call themselves, and we have to bring them in after the Bert Williams show to give the headphones a degreasing and disinfect them and descale them. What they had to do 2 weeks ago, in fact, was dip the headphones into a bath of acid. But they are quite clean now, and we are using new headphones. We do have two sets. You've got Bert Williams set on, by the way. Do you know that? Didn't you know that?
I noticed the wax coming into the ears.
I refuse to wear them after Bert Williams. I mean, that head of his is a lie, I can tell you. I was supposed to do a request here. It says Sunday at 6:30 from Sheila to Mum and Dad, who are called Joy and Ron, and the kids Sonia and Irene. So Sheila, apologies, I'm a bit late. I've just noticed this request down here on the side of my pad. And also from the same Sheila to Mike with love. Sunday at 6:30, Pink Floyd. Well, there you go, I've played Pink Floyd already. So what I'll do, I'll dedicate that Pink Floyd track to Mike. So Mike, if you're listening, that was to you from Sheila with all her love. Because Sheila really adores you. She worships the ground that's coming to you. Okay, Mike? That's from Sheila with love to you. With so much love, it's brimming over. And also Sheila's mum and dad, Joy and Ron. I'll play you a record after the next one because it says underneath, please play something nice. And I wouldn't really class this next single as something nice to play for a mum and dad because it's a bit loud and noisy. It's a Christmas thing from the Greedies. And it's a track called A Merry Jingle. Coming up after this word from our sponsor.
If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051 630 2816. They also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records.
Christmas, we wish you
3 of Thin Lizzy, 2 of the former Sex Pistols, and that's their Christmas single called A Merry Jingle. Right, Sheila's mum and dad, Joy and Ron, and the kids, Sonia and Irene. It says, please play something nice on Sunday around about 6:30. Well, I'm only 22 minutes late, which isn't bad for me, really. Something nice, I reckon this is quite nice, staying with the Christmas theme thing. Joy, Ron, Sonia, Irene, and Sheila, this is for you. Comes from Greg Lake and is called I Believe in Burt Williams. Somebody's got to. Even he doesn't.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. Saw him and threw his disguise.
Mum, Dad, that's Joy and Ron, kids Sonia and Irene, that's Greg Lake for you, with the masked bands and voices of the Birkenhead and District Cooperative Society, and a track called I Believe in Father Crizzy.
Are you wondering where to go for a meal in Wallasey at the right price? Then sweeten up at Sour Grapes. Sour Grapes is new, Sour Grapes is different. They offer meals for all tastes and at prices to suit your pocket. There's spicy chili con carne, Italian lasagna and cannelloni. Scampi wrapped in bacon, succulent prime steak grilled to your liking and garnished with red wine sauce. These are just an example of what they offer in addition to the usual steak and fish menus. And what's more, there's a separate cosy open fire lounge bar with a wide selection of wines, spirits, draft lager and bitter before or after your meal. Call in for Sour Grapes Cheap Midweek Specials on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. All this with the best music and above all a friendly atmosphere. Where? At Sour Grapes Restaurant, bottom of Rosen Street, New Brighton, behind the Traveller's Rest.
And there we go. 4 minutes to seven on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting across the world on 266 metres in the medium wave. We're with you every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till midnight. The programmes of MAR on 266 metres in the medium wave. Don't forget our address if you'd like to write to us. It's 22 Beach Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. If you'd like any dedications or requests, or just like to write and tell us what you think of us. Shouldn't have said that, should I? MAR, 22 Beach Grove, Wallasey on Merseyside. And before the top of the hour thing, which we play to identify the hour time, I'm going to play you the first of two tracks from a tape I've been given to me from the group called the Zorky Twins, who are appearing at Eric's this Thursday. They've got two A-sides finally mixed on a cassette. The singles come out at the end of January, and this is one of the two tracks. I'll be playing you the other one a little later. This is called Mr. Simpson.
Thank you.
just past 7 o'clock. Get the monitor off, that's better. In fact, it's 2 minutes past seven. The Zorky Twins overrunning a little bit there. That's the Zorky Twins and one of the two new singles they'll be bringing out in the new year. A track called Mr. Simpson. You're with MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting on 266 metres in the medium wave. I'm Mike Stand. I'm with you every Saturday and Sunday between 6 and 8. Following me tonight at 8 o'clock, disco music, once again, from Simon James. And following Simon, Robin Blind, and taking us up till close down at midnight tonight, it's Paul Raven. Just had a phone call, incidentally, while that last track was playing. It was from the Home from the Chronically Groovy. Home for the Chronically Groovy. And they've just asked us that Paul Raven is going to be booked in there over the Christmas season, evidently. And they want to know if he's going to be let out for Christmas Day. So I had to tell them that we do need him for Christmas Day. So they're going to let him out for about 3 hours, because we are broadcasting from 11 till 2 on Christmas Day. All the DJs will be here,